Hello, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, April 2nd, 2010. I am your host, Adam Paulus, and since it's the Entertainment Earth podcast, it's worth telling you that on April 1st, Entertainment Earth had its 14th anniversary of selling you action figures, which is a pretty big deal. I've been working with the company on and off since I was in high school, thousands of years ago. So it's a nice big deal. Great to see a company flourish, and we actually have some sales, which I will talk about later in the overly promotional part of the show. Now we'll just start with the underly promotional part of the show with movies. This weekend at the box office, your new movies include Clash of the Titans, The Last Song, and Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married 2? That's T-O-O, because it is. This week you can see those, or you can see last week's top movies. Last week's top movies are How to Train Your Dragon, which made $43.7 million, and due to its really high animation costs, was actually considered a disappointment. You can also see Alice in Wonderland, $17.7 million, Hot Tub Time Machine, $14 million, Bounty Hunter, without Boba Fett, $12 million, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which is chugging along with $10.1 million. In the realm of news, Venture Brothers, Adult Swim's hit TV show, or the show that should be the biggest thing on TV and isn't because you don't watch it because you are a terrible person. It's coming back in August, so says the co-creator of the show, Jackson Publick, via his LiveJournal feed on the LiveJournal. It is going to have a one-hour season finale, and there aren't many details, but there are some pictures, so check it out. He is Public Nuisance, Public with a K, C-K, .livejournal.com. David Fincher has been tapped to direct the English language remake of the highly praised Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. National Treasure 3 is supposedly in the works. You've been warned. Henry Selick, director of Nightmare Before Christmas and Coraline, has just signed a deal with Disney to make more movies. Nothing specific, but hey, more stop motion, certainly not a terrible thing. Reports are showing up that Clint Eastwood is working on a J. Edgar Hoover picture for his next film, and Leonardo DiCaprio is signed up or is considered for the lead. Godzilla will return, and Legendary Pictures / Warner Brothers signed some deal with Toho to make a movie that might be out in 2012. It's not entirely clear, but it probably isn't going to be great, because the last one was what it was. What else do we have here? We have Shogun Warriors, rumors going around that a movie is in the works based on the toy line, which is based on the Japanese anime comics, whatever stuff. I will believe it when I see it, and when I see it, I mean licensed products. The long-awaited Dark Crystal sequel is still coming, so say Brian and Wendy Froud. It has been in some stage of pre-production for quite a while now, and I think I last heard Paul Dini was involved, and then nothing. So who knows, but the new Muppet flick's been in development for a really long time, and I'm sure it's going to come eventually. Clone Wars, new episode tonight. It's a Seven Samurai remake with Jedi, some new Bounty Hunter characters, and the turtliest members of the Turtle Club you could really ever hope to see. Oh, and Hondo Ohnaka returns with all of his Weequay pirates and silver UFOs, so that's pretty neat. On to toy news! What do we have for you? Lego games! The first five Lego games are up for pre-order in the USA this week. Basically, you get to build a game out of Lego parts, and that's part of the gaming experience, kind of like Mousetrap, except if the game doesn't really do it for you, you can steal the parts and make them into something else. The Atlantis Brickmaster image was shown, at least the first draft of it. Brickmaster are these books that DK Publishing sells that come with two figures and a bunch of pieces. And this one comes with a hammerhead shark you can build, an Atlantis red submarine with some green elements, and two figures. One figure is a manta ray warrior. It's the same as the ones in the normal sets. And the other one is a diver of some sort. I'm not entirely clear if he's unique or exclusive to the set or just a reissue. And the book cover that's currently out is just a prototype, just like the one for Star Wars Brickmaster, which shows Kit Fisto along with a $250 exclusive gunship plus AT-OT set, which I can assure you is not included with the book. But if you need a Kit Fisto figure, this could be a very good way to get one, assuming it comes with it, but we don't know for sure. So there you go, your non-news of the week. DC Universe Retro Action Wave 2 pictures are now available online. Go to Entertainment Earth or wherever you prefer to buy your figures, which should be Entertainment Earth, to see Black Manta, Batman, Two-Face, and Aquaman. They're coming later this year. Dexter, the Trinity Killer bobblehead, has been revealed from Biff Bang Pow. Dick Solomon has never looked meaner. the John Lithgow sculpted bobblehead, well, he didn't sculpt it, it's his face and it is sculpted, is due around August for $12.99. Star Trek! The Entertainment Earth Geological Tricorder, which has been up for pre-order for quite some time, has been finally, really, honestly revealed. It includes mineral samples, test tubes, and all sorts of things that we finally have pictures of since we have the final design. It's pretty stunning and colorful. I like it a lot. The design is inspired by the original Star Trek series, which I'm currently going through watching on Blu-ray, and the guts of the tricorder were never shown on screen, so Diamond Select Toys had to go to CBS Paramount and say, hey, what's this look like? And they were like, no. So they got together with some designers from the show and some people who work on Diamond Select Toys, and they all argued and whatever, and now you have, effectively, a new original series prop that the world has never seen. So it's a pretty neat piece, and it's coming around this summer. G.I. Joe. The Pursuit of Cobra line is going to come out around August, and a test shot got out of a Pursuit of Cobra Jungle Cobra Commander, and I'm assuming it's not a hoax because it's just ugly enough to be real. He has a big bug sidekick accessory, a jacket, and some sort of a crystal skull, because apparently jungles and kingdoms of crystal skulls are something that run deep in the Hasbro development rooms. Ghostbusters. On the MattyCollector.com forums, Toy Guru announced, or confirmed, rather, that a four-pack of Ghostbusters is coming down the road. Where, or when, or for how much, we don't know. But on the bright side, we will be sure to carry it if it is made available to us and other online accounts. Masters of the Universe. An Eldor proof card showed up on eBay, and it looks like a cross freak between classic Masters of the Universe packaging and a detergent box. It sold for $1,925.02, which is certainly not too bad. Eldor, if you don't know, was an Obi-Wan Kenobi-like character teamed with Hero on the Powers of Grayskull line, which really never got off the ground. It was going to be a post-He-Man line that talks about prehistoric Eternia. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The company Silver Buffalo has a license to do glasses and tumblers and whatever on classic Turtles. They're going to do 1980s cartoon-style versions of the Green Teens as a tumbler 4-pack for about $13, and they're also doing a mug which shows all four on the front. Pretty nice. Oh, and one other Lego thing I forgot to mention. Lego announced they will be offering an exclusive orange figure inspired by their new Lego Universe MMO game when you pre-order the Lego Universe game, which currently has no release date or price that I know of. So there's that. Enjoy. Happy anniversary from Entertainment Earth. We've been on Earth for 14 years, so why don't we celebrate by selling you 14 items for $14 each for only 14 days. We have items from Star Wars, Star Trek, Big Lebowski, Flash Gordon, and much more. Even Twilight, so you can buy something for your girlfriend or that chick who really wants to do the vampire guy who doesn't even recognize that you're paying attention to her. And you've been listening after her for all these years from the corner. It's so sad. But on the bright side, you can get it for $14. So check out our complete selection of sale items on entertainmentearth.com today. Just click on the big ol' sale banner. You'll see all 14 items that we have. And don't forget, if you order $59 worth of any currently in-stock product, sale or not, we will give you free shipping and a free Darth Vader shot glass that looks like a mug, absolutely free. So it's free shipping for free, a free shot glass for free, and anything that you buy, when you spend $59 or more, you got to pay for the things that you buy. But the shipping is free, and so is the shot glass. So give it a shot today at Entertainment Earth! Okay, so that's it. No April foolishness for you guys, because I think too much of you to waste your time with pranks. And besides, really, what's the fun of an internet hoax on a podcast? I mean, it's just wasting your time, like I'm doing right now by rambling. So let me finish up. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H, where you can send me comments, questions, concerns. If you like a podcast, order something and mention and check out, I heard about this on the Entertainment Earth podcast, because that's good for all of us, especially me. So thank you very much. And, one other thing, just a quick aside. You can tune out here if you don't care about such things, but I picked up the Toy Story Blu-rays last week because they had some crazy coupon stackage going on, and they're pretty neat. The high-def movies look pretty good. Not as sharp as I was hoping, but pretty great. I mean, I can't imagine them looking much better. There was just something a little bit off about that I can't quite put my finger on, but it looked good, and it was fun to watch those movies again. And not as much in the way of extras as I was hoping. There were some new Blu-ray extras. But I got the Toy Story 2 box set when it first came out, and they had a third disc of extras, plus they had these really neat isolated tracks just with sound effects from the movie. So you can hear like little springs and clunks and car noises and stuff with no dialogue and no music, which is a really interesting thing to do if you're obsessed with sound design and never really played it as much as you wanted to, but it's just a very interesting thing. So you can hear what it's like to be Ben Burtt, sort of, even though I don't think he worked on these at all, but you get the idea. Those tracks aren't on the Blu-rays, but they do have some interesting behind-the-scenes things, a lot of I like working here things, and some original animation stories about behind the scenes at Pixar. It's also worth noting that the short films that were on the original DVD releases are no longer here. So if you were wondering about that, now you know. And yeah, so good times if you guys have time to kill. Those are worth picking up because they are on sale at some places. Plus, the added bonus was that they come with tickets for Toy Story 3. You get $8.50 off your Toy Story 3 ticket, which is useful if you are like me and have to take someone to go see Toy Story 3 and do not want to spend $8.50 and you like collecting Blu-rays. So it's win-win. Anyway, I'm rambling, so have fun. See you next time. Don't forget our 14th anniversary sale and our free shipping and our free mugshot, because that's good times. See you next time.